As I've progressed through my real estate career, I've admittedly been the professional seeking love, as well as the professional seeking admiration. I have consciously evolved into the professional building trust. It was a journey. Having personally occupied all three camps, I've made an important observation. Agents that are either seeking love or admiration have inner tanks. Agents building trust have inner wells. What do I mean? In the simplest form, a tank is something that frequently needs to be filled. A well has a plentiful supply drawn from deep within. The agent seeking to be loved or admired is ultimately driven by the validation of others. This has the markings of a tank, actually a leaky tank. They find themselves constantly striving to please and impress to keep that tank full. It drives them to make short-sighted decisions contrary to their long-term interests. Their emotions and self-worth are tied to the ebbs and flows of their production. Sadly, agents with tanks are often preyed upon. After all, a typical tank can be refilled quickly and effortlessly. It just takes money. These agents are bombarded with hyped offers from paid lead gen companies willing to fill their tanks with clients. However, these too-good-to-be-true sources rarely pay off. Agents find themselves in a vicious cycle of unprofitable work, largely devoid of meaning. When meeting with new clients, do you find yourself overpromising what you can deliver? Are you overestimating what you control? Are you often impatient or frustrated with your clients? Do you find yourself on an emotional roller coaster? Do you track your production compared to that of your competitors? Are you buying rather than earning business? If so, these are all signs that you're likely trying to fill a tank. Believe me, I've been there. On the other hand, an agent building trust has a well. They understand that their role is that of advisor, not salesperson. Sometimes that advice is to stay put in one's current home, or perhaps to walk away from a home they were considering. Agents that have wells have a long-term perspective and are calm in stormy weather. These agents tend to work with the same clients over and over again. Their self-worth is tied to empowering rather than overpowering others. I found two fascinating traits that those with wells tend to possess. First, by and large, they buy into something that transcends themselves, a greater calling. For instance, firemen don't risk their lives to put out fires. They do so to save other people's lives. Tank fillers focus on fires. Well drillers focus on lives. You need to find something that motivates you from deep inside, something to propel you through the setbacks and indignities that we face on a weekly basis. There are limitless meaningful pursuits. Assisting perennial renters becoming owners. Navigating the recently divorced through the buying process. Introducing millennials to the life-changing attributes of owning investment real estate. Bringing new life to an overlooked neighborhood. Or helping adult children move their aging parents into more suitable housing. You needn't solely concentrate on work that fulfills you, but you do need something that fuels you. Something to turn to when you need to re-energize. The second trait that agents with wells possess is their ability to outperform their promises. How many homes you sell is meaningless if you constantly fall short of your clients' reasonable expectations. List price versus sale price ratios and days on market tell part of the story. Reviews are another obvious measure. There's an additional data point that agents overlook. It's your cost to acquire each customer. If you have a stellar reputation and others are talking about you in positive ways, your marketing efforts will be far less costly. I contend that if your results are outperforming your promises, you should consistently see your cost of client acquisition to be as low as can be. Few are born with wells. I certainly wasn't. As a young businessman, deep down, I believe that others existed to benefit me. My tank was never full. I now believe that I exist to benefit others. My professional life is now fueled by something deep inside. If you're looking to transition from a tank to a well, find a purpose greater than your production and lean into others. I'm Richard Rubin, and this is More Than a Sign. Thank you for spending time with me. Remember, we're all on the same team. If I can help you in any way, my email address is richard@thefrgteam.com. Special thanks to my son, Nate, who wrote and performs every instrument on the theme song and is taking time away from his successful music production business to engineer and produce this podcast. I love you, I'm proud of you, and I work every day to be more like you and your brother.